Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with Nectarines here on the California Fresh Kitchen brings me to something that I know everybody's going to like. And this is my recipe for Nectarine pork roulade. Now, roulade, what I love so much about a roulade is most people don't like pork loin because, well, honestly, they don't know how to cook it. But guess what? The Untamed Chef does, and I'm going to show you the tricks to making the best roulade you've ever had. But the first thing we need is one pork loin that we're going to flatten out. Now, there's a couple ways to flatten this out. You can either have your butcher do it, or personally, you can do it yourself. You just have to be careful when you do it. That's all. But what we're going to take is this beautiful pork loin, and we're going to have it just laid down across on our board. Using your chef's knife, you're going to make a nice slice all the way through on the right side. If you're a lefty, you're probably going to do that on the left side, but I'm a righty, so I'm going to be doing it on the right side. And once I make this line, I'm going to start rolling the pork loin. So it's almost like you've seen a sushi chef before use his sushi knife to slice daikon really thin. It's almost the same thing as what we're doing here. Now, if you're not feeling that comfortable with a knife, you can take this beautiful pork loin. You could put it in a really big, I'd say probably maybe like a trash bag, because I can't think of plastic bags they make that big. And you can just beat the heck out of it with a mallet, and it will flatten out, I promise you. But this is a more, you know, finesse style way of doing it, and I recommend highly that you do it like this. So what we do is we're going to go ahead and lay it out flat. Once it's laid out flat, always I'm going to season with salt and pepper, and always to taste, because everybody has different preferences. And then I'm going to take RM transglutaminase, which is a meat glue, and I'm going to sprinkle that heavily on the inside where we're seasoning. And transglutaminase is 100% natural. All it is an enzyme that takes the moisture inside of the pork, and it helps it to glue together, so that way we won't have to be trusting this or anything at all. We'll be able to just wrap it with plastic wrap, put it in the fridge, and then cook it the next day, and it'll be all perfect together. For the mixture that's going to go in there, we're going to take one yellow onion, we're going to dice that medium, one tablespoon of garlic, two sprigs of thyme and rosemary that we're going to take off of the stick, one cup of spinach, and of course we're going to take 1.5 cups of nectarine that we're going to dice up medium. Saute that all together with 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Go ahead and let that sit before putting it in the pork loin. Once we have that pork loin all nice and stuffed in the middle, we're going to go ahead and fold those meat flaps over. Remember, that glue is going to start kicking in now. Wrap that in some plastic wrap. Put it in the fridge for 12 hours to 24 hours. We're going to pull that out, let it come to room temperature, put it in the oven, 375 degrees for 36 minutes, and you will have a beautiful medium pork loin. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.